Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome all of you here on this very special occasion during the Christmas season, and particularly our guests from all of the western part of the United States who have come from a long way to be with us. We are here for a bill signing ceremony that has very special significance, the Taos Clear Lake bill. It is a bill that has bipartisan support. Both Democrats and Republicans joined together to get it through the Congress so that the President could have the honor of signing it today. And it is a bill which could be interpreted, particularly in the Christmas season, as one where a gift was being made by the United States to the Indian population of the United States. That is not the case. This is a bill that represents justice, because in 1906, an injustice was done in which land involved in this bill, 48,000 acres, was taken from the Indians involved, the Taos Pueblo Indians. And now, after all those years, the Congress of the United States returns that land to whom it belongs. This bill also involves respect for religion. Those of us who know something about the background of the first Americans realize that long before any organized religion came to the United States, for 700 years, the Taos Pueblo Indians worshiped in this place. And we restore this place of worship to them for all the years to come. And finally, this bill indicates a new direction in Indian affairs in this country. A new direction in which we will have the cooperation of both Democrats and Republicans, one in which there will be more of an attitude of cooperation rather than paternalism, one of self-determination rather than termination, one of mutual respect. And I can only say that in signing the bill, I trust that this will mark one of those periods in American history where after a very, very long time, and at times a very sad history of injustice, that we started on a new road which led us to justice in the treatment of those who were the first Americans, of our working together for the better nation that we want this great and good country of ours to become. And so I think that in this Christmas season, to sign this particular bill, which, as I said, might be interpreted as a gift in the Christmas season, but actually simply as the rectifying of an injustice, I can't think of anything more appropriate or any action that could make me more proud as President of the United States.
As I am the Indian, my sons and daughter, I want to express myself in my native language to you because the life that I live belongs to the American people. And the American people that lives the life, it belongs to the Indian people of this country. Brew Lakes land within the 48,000 acres. My responsibility for the American people and the country are here in America. And I have exercised within my Indian power and my spiritual way to do exactly what I have been to do what I have been told by the forefathers beyond my times. My responsibility included all the America and its people, and what we have in this good country of ours. Like our great father here, the President of the United States is with us this morning. And my responsibility is to include in my prayers and my daily talks to my spiritual ways, including because I do believe there is peace within among ourselves, and we have to find that peace, and this is what we are gathered here today. My dear sons and daughters, we are foundation with Mother Nature. Mother Nature gave us the opportunity to walk on its blanket, a beautiful blanket that is spread for us to walk and find our destiny. And the sun gave us a light so we can able to find our destiny when we work on Mother Nature. And all this, the greatest ecology that we have in this country is meant for you and I to enjoy. And that's the way I feel, and that's the way I do, and that's the way I consider you and include you in my daily prayers. Telling you the truth, I go to Brew Lake with my little package of worship, with the thing that I have to give and offer to the spiritual way, to give thanksgiving of every day of my life to what we have, for what we have in this country. Because this is important, and I know myself, when I do this, it's being included all the walk, all the lives of this country. A new day begins, not only for the American Indians, for all the Americans in this country. The President of the United States is the greatest father that we have. Consideration that he has making, decision that he has making, including us, that we can able to have a part in this great country of ours. We have to have a brotherhood. We have to have a relationship. We have to have an understanding. We have to have an understanding that we can get along in this country to do the work, what we are responsible for us as the leaders of this country. And this responsibility is more than the material thing that we can able to call for, but to protect the life and to protect what this America is really built for, peace, honesty, truth, understanding, considerations. All this is I'm asking, to restore these feelings back to the Indian people, especially of this country, who has been a little bit put on the side during the decades. We cannot look for a living God. We are witness every day, and we are receiving the blessing from the sun every day, and give us a light and give us comfort. And we have been receiving at night the moon, give us a blessing for us to be rest, and we can able to work the next day. Mother Nature has given us food and strength and opportunity for us to walk in the direction of our desire, which everywhere we want to go. Understanding, in concluding my statement to you, to the father of this country, the President of the United States, Mr. Richard Nixon, I want to thank you. I want to thank each and every one of the American public that who is present here and not present, who is away from the White House. We want to thank them. We want them to know that we are appreciated very much. We want you to know that we are thankful, and we're going to have to celebrate the gift. Like the President said, a Christmas gift, but restoring an Indian native title by the effort of this White House and the nicest people that who has been with us. Congressman Haley, Barry Goldwater, Senator Griffin, and Senator Harris, and LaDonna Harris, and other people that who has been sacrificed along with the Taos Pueblo cause to find a place for the Indian people of this country. Wish you a Merry Christmas, and we're going to enjoy from here on out a Happy New Year every year, and thank you very much.
Now I will sign the Blue Lake Bill, and we will have replicas of the signing pen for all the people attending the ceremony. Quite a few I see here. But we have, it being Christmas, we have 70 available. But the one that I sign it with, I will present. I think you all agree it should go appropriately, rather than to one of the sponsoring senators who are here. It should go to the spiritual leader, the Taos Club, Mr. Romero. I will sign the bill and him the pen.
And it might come to the square and deal with one, and it might come. And it might come off, and it might come. Come back. Oh, I'm on.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll be seated just a moment, I would like to say in conclusion that after the ceremony is over, that I understand there are some refreshments available in one of the rooms next door here. You're invited to stay and enjoy some coffee and some of the White House pastries, which they tell me are very good. I'm not allowed to have them myself. But also I would like to say that I go from here to another ceremony, and I will mention it because it seems to me appropriate to put the two ceremonies that I participate in today as President of the United States in their proper perspective. Today, the United States passes $1 trillion in terms of its national economy. That was undreamed of even 25 years ago, and of course undreamed of 190 years ago, when this was a small country of 3 million people and 13 states, and very, very poor and very, very weak. We are the richest nation in the history of the world and will remain so. That $1 trillion shows one side of the strength of America, but today, in the eloquent comments of Mr. Romero, we saw another side, a side that money cannot measure. Eloquence, a deep spiritual quality, and the strength that the Indian people, the first Americans, have given to America generally in their contribution to this nation. I have often spoken of the fact that one of the men that influenced me the most in my college career happened to be my football coach, who was an American Indian. Not because he taught me to play football, I never made the team, but because he had character, strong, indomitable character. And in those Depression years, he got into everybody that was on that squad. And I want you to know that to have these eloquent remarks today on this occasion shows us that our Indian people, who are a small part of America in numbers, have made an enormous contribution because they have given great character to so many parts of our country. We're grateful for that. And on this occasion, as we look at that $1 trillion, we want to remember that the Indians in the United States of America have contributed something that no $1 trillion could ever possibly estimate. Thank you very much.